This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. The record-shattering heat across the West is still baking much of California, Arizona, Utah, and Nevada. It's going to be 114 degrees today in Las Vegas, 116 in Palm Springs, California. Mary Olson lives in California's Simi Valley, about 40 miles from downtown L.A.
I'm trying to stay in my house most of the time. Today, I am actually going out to Camarillo to go shopping with a friend, so we'll be out where it's a little bit cooler.
Parts of the South could see some fierce rain and flooding through the weekend. Our Tim McGuire's got this.
The National Hurricane Center has issued a tropical storm warning that runs from Intercoastal City, Louisiana, through New Orleans to the Alabama-Florida line. Forecasters say the system off the Yucatan Peninsula could bring up to a foot of rain starting Friday through the weekend, from the coast northeastward to the southern Appalachians. Louisiana Governor John Bel Edwards says coastal parts of his state are under a state of emergency.
Most federal government workers are observing the Juneteenth holiday today, commemorating the end of slavery in the U.S. Since Juneteenth falls on a Saturday this year, the federal government is observing it today. President Biden made June 19th a federal holiday yesterday, signing the bill Congress sent him.
I think this will go down for me. It's one of the greatest honors I will have had as president, not because I did it, you did it, Democrats and Republicans, but it's an enormous, enormous honor.
Israel says it will transfer around 1 million doses of coronavirus vaccine to the Palestinian Authority. Israel has vaccinated about 85% of its adult population, and it's faced criticism for not sharing its vaccines with Palestinians. The UN says millions of people fled their homes last year because of war, violence, and persecution. This is AP News. Some Republican leaders are vowing to continue trying to get rid of Obamacare, despite yesterday's Supreme Court ruling that keeps the law intact. Here's our Jackie Quinn.
Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, who led the unsuccessful fight to invalidate the Affordable Care Act, says he'll keep fighting against what he calls the massive government takeover of health care. But President Joe Biden vows to build even further on the law, and House Speaker Nancy Pelosi applauds the Supreme Court ruling.
A landmark victory for Democrats' work to defend protections for people with pre-existing conditions. Every day we'd think, how far will the court go?
On a 7-2 vote, the court ruled not on the merits of the law, but that Texas and other challengers didn't have legal standing to bring the case to court. Jackie Quinn, Washington.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.